Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Murder is murder, so investigate. On this day, September 27th, in the year 1823, a letter sent to the editor was published in the Barbadian, bringing to the attention of the public what the writer saw as an unfair practice within the society. Giving context to the time period, remember that the 1816 rebellion, or Buster Rebellion as we refer to that event, was still very much a part of living memory, and 1823 was a time of ongoing movement towards social change. The push at this time involved the demands of the British Parliament on the local legislature for change related to the amelioration of the conditions of the enslaved. That being said, the writer was highly incensed with what was perceived as the inadequate handling of an alleged murder which had taken place at Foster Hall Plantation, which straddled the parishes of St. John and St. Joseph. The writer was seeking answers. The writer asked the editor to publish any information that may have been made available to the newspaper because it was disturbing in the writer's view that there had been no real investigation and hence no forthcoming answers. The writer requested, and I quote, a specific answer to the following query on a subject which even at any other period would have loudly called for a strict investigation, but which at this fearful crisis in particular is of the most vital importance to every white inhabitant of this colony. In a word, I wish to be informed, end quote. As stated, this matter was of great concern to white residents across the island. The writer, who signed only with the single letter Y, compared the treatment of the murder at Foster Hall with that of other such incidents, concluding that the Foster Hall incident was not given due attention in terms of what was described as usual protocols when compared with other murders. Y summed up the case for information in this way, quote, Y, on the occurrence of the murder of a white man in the woods of Foster Hall Plantation, perpetrated on the most reasonable grounds of presumption by the hands of some Negroes, no inquiry has been set afoot for the discovery of the murderers, end quote. The writer asserted that protocols in such incidents would dictate that an official parochial inquiry be set up to identify the murderers and a proclamation also be issued with a reward, but according to the writer, none of this was done. The writer further claimed that even though the crime was widely known and spoken about publicly, and as the law dictated, a copy of the coroner's report would have been sent to the governor, still there was silence regarding the matter. The writer further justified the position by pointing out that precedence was set in two recent cases where the protocol of proclamation and reward were established. The writer also observed that these cases occurred about the same time as the one being inquired of here, stating, with quote, without attracting, however, the slightest value to the fact that in the two cases, the deceased were slaves and their accused murderers were white men, whilst in the last mentioned instance, the murdered was a white man and the murderers, according to strong circumstantial testimony, seem unquestionably to have been slaves, end quote. On this day, September 27th in the year 1823, a letter to the editor published in the Barbadian saw the writer seeking answers to what was designated a break with protocols, where no proclamation or reward had been published regarding the murder of a white guard at Foster Hall Plantation. Murder being murder, investigate.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.